Do you watch Windy City Rehab? It's this, just like it sounds, rehab show where they take a house, they make it better, they flip it, and then they put it back on the market. You see shows like that on all kinds of channels, all kinds of times. And one of them is called Windy City Rehab. And this Allison Victoria is a bit of a star in that field. She made a name for herself as a kitchen expert, and now she's got this Windy City Rehab show, and it has bought nothing but problems for itself. Robin Lynn writes for Chicago Magazine, and she joins us on WGN. Hi, Robin. It's John. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. What's gone wrong with this show? What's happened?
Oh, boy. What has not gone wrong? Well, let's see. What's the latest? You know, they finally resolved a number of issues that they were having with the city. There were 12 stop work orders that the city landed on the show, which meant that a lot of the properties that I think we were slated to see for season two of the show, the city said, let's stop work on them, and just slapped one of those bright signs on the doors of those properties. So those were lifted, leading us to believe that they were going to be able to resume work again. But now we have a big lawsuit from one of the properties that we saw in season one. So people were watching, that was a Lincoln Square a home, a really beautiful historic home. And the homeowners of that bought it for $1.36 million and are now suing not only the show, but Allison Victoria, who you named, the contractor that she worked with. And I think they're trying to bring HGTV into that lawsuit as well, suing them for fraud.
I was looking at that one. Mitch Dudek wrote about it in the Tribune, too. And you know, if you're doing this, especially if it's high end, and that's what they do, don't they? They'll take a place that's 3,000 square feet and make it 5,000 square feet. And I think they've always picked a narrow kind of high end market, which I guess is their business and their risk. But sometimes it's absurd the amount of money they put into places or the amount of square footage they put into places that doesn't, in my estimation, necessarily need it. And then sometimes they have trouble selling it. But what's really, I think, problematic for them is that the work isn't that good, or at least that's what this one lawsuit is about. They say that it was not completed to the highest quality, and that's what they advertise. They're literally calling it fraud, right? That you guys are pitching yourself as something that you're not.
Right. And when you're talking about quality, I mean, this is within days of moving in, a leaky roof, shoddy windows. They had water just gushing in from their windows. And I think, you know, you have to ask yourself, if you're kind of a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person when you watch these shows, if you think, you know, nothing that happens on TV could be that real, I would never buy anything that was associated with a TV show.
Yeah.
Or if you're the kind of person that thinks, well, if you're going on a show and you're purporting to be an expert, then there should be a little truth that comes with that.
Yeah, no kidding, especially if it's a high-end property, and it sure looks like they're doing great work. And it's not one of those shows, is it, where they have to get it done in 24 hours, right? I mean, it's not one of those things. So
it's unclear what the timeline is. A lot of things are very unclear. With that Lincoln Square show, those were actually not even the homeowners. They were paid actors, so the drama of will they buy it or won't they buy it,
really?
How much do they like it, those were not even the people who are really buying it. So a lot of it is not exactly what you're seeing.
Wow, listen to me, I sound so naive now, but because I know some of those, I get that, but I didn't realize that in that case. And then there's this other lawsuit, right, where they're actually, the bank is suing them for defaulting on a loan. Am I right about that?
Yes, there is a Bucktown home that is connected to Windy City Rehab that's facing foreclosure. Now, the host, Allison Victoria, is actually, she's kind of safe from this one. She's not being named in the lawsuit. But of course, it remains to be seen if that's going to be the case forever, because there's a whole other messy side of this where she is suing a notary public who's been involved with a number of these properties for forging her name. So who knows what she's actually involved in or not. This is like so messy, and if you think about it, pretty Chicago.
What do you mean by that? You mean permits and contractors and stuff?
You've got a shady notary public who's forging names. You've got the city just kind of hunkering down and slapping, you know, stop work orders on things. You've got angry community members. I don't see this kind of, it just feels really like hard scrabbled and kind of dirty. And yeah,
we should talk about that. Well, let's just talk about something you brought up, and that is the neighbors, because that's what I've heard anecdotally. But a friend of a friend was approached about selling their building or buying their building, and they didn't want to buy it. Mm-hmm. I think it was a tenant. And they said, well, guess what? We're going to buy it, and you guys have to move out of this building because we want to rehab it. It's an awesome building and an awesome location. And the guy said, well, I'm just a renter here. Are you telling me you guys are going to buy the building I'm in? And they said, yeah. And they said, hey, why don't we put you on camera and you can talk about the neighborhood? He said, wait a minute. You just told me you're going to evict me, and now you want me to give you some good B-roll for this thing? Forget about it. And they ended up not buying that property, but that just sort of indifference to how it would impact that person. And what I also hear is whole blocks, I think, has given them a bad reputation in town. Am I hearing what you're hearing? Or are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Yeah, well, I think flipping by nature is not necessarily very sensitive to the needs of the community. You're kind of supersizing things in a quick way so that you can make a quick buck. But I think when you add the shooting of a television show to that, you're putting something under construction, and then you're also bringing in a crew. And I think that can be really disruptive to a neighborhood. And again, one where, like you said, you can go in and find a relatively inexpensive property that you can sort of make bigger, better, faster, more without taking into consideration the integrity of the architecture of those neighborhoods.
Well, what are you hearing about the scope or scale of the projects they take on?
I think people think they are biting off more than they can chew, and you're seeing that again with that Lincoln Square home where they not only didn't maintain sort of the cute European quaint aspect of what you look for when you move into Lincoln Square, but they're maybe not up to snuff. Like we said, things like water dripping from the ceilings, water dripping from the windows, and that people are coming back and saying, this is fraud. And in that case, I not only want my money back, but you're deceiving anyone who's watching this show into thinking that you are experts in your field and the show should be taken off the air. HGTV, on the other hand, when we reached out for comment, said, this show's coming back for season two.
Well, isn't that a nice commentary on reality television? Robin Lynn is a writer for Chicago Magazine. Windy City Rehab is what we're talking about, the HGTV show. I guess it's coming back. Although, you said 12 stop work orders from the city? I'm stunned.
Right, which have been lifted. And so they are not free to get any new permits. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're doing in season two. And my guess is that they're going to be working on fixing those existing properties. And my hope really is that they are a little honest, transparent, and authentic about what is actually going on. She's broken up with her work husband, Donovan Eckhart, who is the contractor on the show. So she has a new contractor partner. But I hope that some of the facade of this all goes away. And there's actually a lot of really interesting reality and drama that we're talking about here that they could dig into a little bit.
And I wish they would show Chicago's homes, properties, to the scale that they actually are in neighborhoods and can be in neighborhoods. But
and ought to be, yeah.
And ought to be. By the way, our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, just texted in, this topic is nothing new with these types of shows, John. It happens all over the country. The producers are trying to make a good show, but not a good house. It's a nice buyer beware from Lou Manfredini. An interesting reading from you, Robin Lynn, writer for Chicago Magazine. Thanks for your time, Robin. We appreciate your thoughts today.
Thank you.